Hey guys, thanks for watching Ike Live. It's brought to you by Mystery Tackle Box. Please check them out. They've got a great product. Go to mysterytacklebox.com.
If you use the coupon code IkeLive, you get 50% off
Sweet.
Your first Pro Box. That's
$12.50
for a almost $50 value of baits in this box.
Hello? Okay. Yep. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Ike Live. You're watching the Thanksgiving special. Amazing show for you tonight. We just had the one and only Aaron Martins on. Also, surprise guest David Mullins jumped in with an amazing story. So glad. Brian, good call getting David in.
I gotta be honest. Dave called me.
Dave called you.
He saw our post, saw yeah. Aaron was on. He's like, hey, yeah. Yo, I want in. Like, absolutely, well,
that
man.
That was awesome.
Very cool.
We're all getting emotional. Yeah, it's an emotional thing, you know. It's an emotional.
As if you couldn't be a bigger Aaron Martins fan.
We are
even more now.
Yeah, and he has changed the sport. You know, you look at the sport; he's changed mm-hmm. it, man.
Mm-hmm.
He's changed it. We've got a couple other cool things going on tonight. Let me remind you, this is your last chance. If you're watching over on Facebook, like and share the feed, and you're going to be entered in a contest to win the famous Ike Live gift bag. Also, the IMs are still open. Riz is still manning the IMs. If you've got some questions or comments for anything you've heard on the show, please send them through. Hit us up. We got into the tin cup in the last couple segments, drinking the rye tonight, which is going down nice and smooth. I think what we'll do, Brian DeCarpenter, do a little unboxing here, and then we got a big announcement coming up. What do you think about that?
I'm in.
Riz, what do you think?
Sounds good.
All right, let's do this. While we're doing the unboxing, if you're watching right now, send your comments into Riz on guesses on what you think this big announcement's going to be tonight. Okay? Send some guesses.
That'll be interesting.
What you think the big announcement is tonight. And while you're doing that, we're going to go ahead and open up this MTB box. One of my favorite parts, Pete, you know I like it. I'll try to put the mic down here so you can hear it, is that seal breaking. There it goes. Did you hear it?
Ooh. I heard it.
Pop? I love that. And we've got a nice new Pro Box. We're unboxing. Pete's got one right there, as you see. Mm-hmm. He's still got his waders on too. And we're going to do a little.
Do you have heat on in your house? Right. Like, aren't you hot?
So the first.
Oh man,
first
I got the fan on, Beck.
The big announcement is that Pete is going to give up on the Bass University and start selling fish sticks. That comment came from none other than Jeremiah Eads. Shout out to Horton's Fish Sticks.
Wow. That was so good.
Does Jeremiah win something every show? Because he deserves a prize for that.
He's got the prize of Brian's friendship.
That was a good one. That was a good one. All right, you know the routine. We're going to go through the box. We're each going to pick out one thing that catches our eye. And I'm going to say it again. Pete, I say it like a broken record. One of the things I love about my MTB Pro Box is it puts lures in your hand that you would never buy on your own, right? Forces you to get them. I got one here, Brian DeCarpenter. This is called the Head Banger Shad. Look at this. No, dude, I'm not kidding you. This actually gets me a little excited. Look at this. All right, Pete, you watching from afar?
I see you.
Dude, it's part chatterbait,
what?
Part crankbait, part swimbait. Look at that crazy ass thing.
Oh, hold on.
The wildest thing.
Look at that crazy ass thing.
All right, close up. We need to stop right there.
This reminds me of something.
What? It's a headbanger shad.
No, Lake Norman.
Yes.
Day one or two, when you're on stage, how old were you?
I was
pro-am.
23.
1992? One?
Two. 93. Yeah, I'm
23 years old.
23 years old.
You're fishing a pro-am.
Yeah.
You're up on stage.
Yeah.
And you're having a good event. You're like first or second as a co-angler.
Yeah.
And they asked you how you were catching them or what you were catching them on.
Yeah.
And you said, looks like a crankbait, swims like a jig. Is that what you said? Or looks like a jig? You said some. You said some. You know.
Let through a little bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was the waymaster?
I think it was. Did
you say that?
Was it Ray Scott? I don't remember. Or was it Dewey? No, it wasn't Dewey. Was it Ray Scott? Can't remember who it was. That's
yeah, but
funny.
You definitely, as a co-angle, you were protecting your stuff.
And that's so ridiculous.
Yeah, I remember you telling me.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
so
great.
So that just triggered that memory.
Wow. But this actually is, I see a little chatterbait front. I see a crankbait body with a treble hook and a little shad tail. This honestly, Pete, is something I want to try because I could see this thing having vibration. I could see on a chatterbait style bite, I could see that thing being really good. See how that thing catches water, probably activates the tail. This is pretty cool. I'll try that. Beck, what do you got?
Since we know I'm only allowed to throw plastics.
Soft plastiques.
I decided to pull out the Bruiser Baits Crazy Crawl. Ooh. This is called the
Ooh.
Deep
Big one.
Oaky.
Nice.
So what is this? Like green pumpkin and then like it's got a blue fleck on the one side?
Yeah, it's the goat color pretty much. Green pumpkin and black and blue mixed in one bait.
It smells awful.
Oh, it does. It
smells like Pete's Waiters.
That
comment was from Jeremiah Eats.
So we got another guest
getting kind of
sporty
in here.
Big announcement is,
yes.
And your big announcement is that you'll no longer be fishing, but you will be pursuing a full combat knitting league.
Sweet, underwater.
Full combat knitting.
Look at that.
Knitting.
How do you knit like that?
By the way.
Yeah.
Loop one, pearl two.
It's like you're doing the dance to Dougie.
Loop one, pearl two.
I used to crochet.
Yeah, there it is. That's
it's
the knit.
Macarena.
I never knitted, but I did do some crochet back
He's doing
the
knit. He's doing the knit.
Oh, God. All right, let's see. Riz, what do you got for your MTB bait?
I got a Janko fishing crankbait. Dives 7 to 9 feet. It actually looks like pretty badass crankbait.
7 to 9. That's a nice zone.
Yeah, 7 to 9. It's an interesting zone. You know, I'm sure if you go a little bit lighter on your fluoro, maybe use some mono, you know, little South Jersey stuff when you need to keep it up just a little bit, you might be able to contact those fish with a different action. Check that thing out. What do you think?
You know what's
Mr.
really Bryant? Interesting about that?
Oh, I like that, bro.
Does it really say 7 to 9?
Yeah, on the back, yeah.
You know what's funny about that?
That's great marketing, by the way. You tell me what's funny about it, and I want to say it's great marketing. Go ahead.
Because everyone goes in even numbers.
Everyone goes in even numbers, and the Rapala DT series is so – it's the measure by all crankbaits,
gold
right?
Gold standard.
Yeah.
You have a DT6, and you have a DT10.
So
call it 7 to 9 to hit that in the middle zone?
Yeah.
Genius. It's great marketing.
I mean, it looks
that's
like great marketing.
That's like the Price is Right, and you bet a dollar.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
A bit of dollar.
It reminds me of a Norman, Deep Little N, a little bit.
Doesn't
about that same zone.
I know a place they might bite that this weekend.
I think I do, too.
It's very interesting.
Huh. All right, Pete, what do you got, Mr. Glusick?
I got something that's kind of cool. It's old school. This is the Super Spot.
What?
Wow. Whoa! Whoa!
Super Spot in gold with a black back. I mean, that's this is in honor of our guest last week, Jimmy Houston.
Right.
Remember he had the Jimmy Houston cord up?
Right. This was
Houston
our shit back in the day.
Yeah. What the? Was that in the box, Pete?
That was in the box. Look.
Wow. Is that not our box?
There's the new packaging right there.
Open the rest.
Where's our box?
What the deuce?
Oh, Brian's got the box.
Is that in our box?
I got some of them swim baits.
Tis the season. Oh.
That it is.
It sounds just like it should.
Man.
Ooh. Look at that.
That spot, cool though, man.
Spot.
Yeah.
A gold super, a half ounce, Pete?
Half?
Half ounce?
Yeah, so the deal, let me give up the goods. I don't want to turn this into Bash University, but the deal with the spot was always, and I remember this from our club days, it fished lighter than a half ounce trap or half ounce whatever, right? So, dude, when that feathering deal was on, or that yo-yo deal was on, it was always better bait because it fished light. fish is more like a quarter, but it's got a half ounce profile.
I feel like that's been forgotten about a little bit because so many traps now have that way weight forward design, like the TNs and the Spros and the Rukus. Like, it's a key. Bait there.
It's key.
Remember the drawback of this bait?
No.
Because of that?
No.
You would fire a cast out and it would go a mile in the air right or left.
Yeah, I do remember that now that you mention it. Yeah,
it just every once in a while because it was so light, or its weight design, it would just catch air, go left, right. It would go down sometimes and backlash you.
Yeah, I remember now. Wow.
It was difficult to control in the air.
How about that? Okay. Well, that was a good MTB unboxing.
And to remind everyone, this is the Thanksgiving special. There will be a Christmas special where we send all these boxes.
Yes.
Every 15 minutes we give away nothing?
Yeah.
Yes,
Did you not ship stuff?
No, I've been shipping. What do you mean? You're talking about a different show, right?
No, there was one Christmas when we were supposed to ship like 30 boxes and we never did.
Seriously?
Yeah.
It was like three.
Remember you got Mike gave you the name, the Dream Killer?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I've never been the person who ships. That's the best part.
I know that. We're not blaming it on you.
Listen, truth has nothing to do with any of this.
Okay, so those 30 people didn't get it that year, but in 2020, the year of disappointment, you might get a box.
Listen.
2020, you might get it.
Listen, if you're watching right now, you want to mark your calendar for a Christmas special because we're giving away MTB boxes every 15 minutes. I promise you.
December 18th.
It is December 18th. Yes.
Yep. Is that a Friday?
It's a Friday. Friday, December 18th is our Christmas special. It's going to be a good one.
Pete's dressing up as Santa Claus. He refused mashed potatoes today.
Yeah, he was supposed to be mashed potatoes tonight, everybody.
Well, I put the waiters on. That's a second close. That's close. A close to mash.
I don't miss the mashed potatoes thing. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
I actually want to know. Is everybody doing like a low-key quarantine Thanksgiving like they're telling us to do?
Man.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
Peter said, well, of course Pete's doing it. He won't even come in the building.
Well, wait a minute. You're doing it, but you're going to have your mom and your dad are going to be there, right?
Yeah, we're just basically doing what we normally do, but we're always small.
We're always small, too.
Yeah.
We're in our circle.
Right.
And it's tough, man. So I'm excited that we have something coming that is going to help us and, you know, give people the ability to fight this thing. And I'm hoping by next year this time, it's going to be a thing of the past.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, Pete will probably be one of the first people to get a vaccine because he's in the old people group.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Definitely.
Becky.
Brodzik
would be so proud right now.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I honestly was
Becky.
Very...
So Becky,
sorry, Pete. I felt like I had to channel Dave because he's not here.
Becky,
yeah,
the comedy is so on spot.
I realized tonight's show. I'm like, wow, that's cool. I'm off the hook, but Beck, thanks.
I'm sorry. Oh God, now I feel bad, Pete. I'm so sorry.
I'll tell you, if there was any show not to have Dave at, this was the right show.
Oh, God.
You know. It was just too serious of a show. They would have messed it up somehow.
Now, once again, he's a Northeasterner, and he would have he's not good with emotions. None of you guys are good with emotions.
Shit, I got emotions.
Yeah.
I'm gonna let him out on the ride home.
I'm gonna let him out on a piece of drywall.
That's right. Someone's getting punched.
So anyways, we're all quarantined for Thanksgiving. But what's everybody doing? Who's cooking? Who's frying and who's smoking a turkey?
Oh,
so we're cooking a turkey. We've had a Thanksgiving tradition, my favorite holiday, family food. It got smaller this year. Clearly, it's always been like 20, 25, 30 people. This year, it's probably going to be about 10. But we're going to get together with my mom, my sister, and some of her family.
Nice.
Yep. Cool. But we're doing it.
I like it.
Yeah.
Rizzo, what do you got?
So normally everybody would be at my grandparents' house. I got a whole pile of cousins, I can't even keep track of them.
Cousins.
I got a bunch of cousins, but so they're all like college age. So for reasons of, you know, the COVID and everything else. We unfortunately we can't do the big gathering where we have everybody there, but so we'll break off into our little groups. I'll be with my dad, my stepmom and everything, and I'm sure we'll do the whole Zoom call thing. Everybody will, you know, see each other's faces, but it'll have a little different feel, but you know, there's still going to be
turkey. You guys should actually like eat at the same time and like group Zoom the tables. Like, yeah. So you're still all together.
Yeah.
You know, kind of fun.
Got to make do. But, you know, Thanksgiving is always my favorite holiday.
Same.
You know, it's just eat, chill out, you know, maybe watch football, still fishing.
So do I.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear nothing about Christmas or Mariah Carey before Thanksgiving's over.
Definitely not Mariah Carey.
Oh, my God.
The best thing about Thanksgiving is dessert, though. I'm sorry.
Dessert's pretty
chocolate
good.
Pecan pie and pumpkin cheesecake.
Big fan.
All right. Separated foods on your plate, or do you just make it into a big pile?
I have to separate, and then there's a couple that can bleed together.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not saying that.
Pete?
I'm saying yeah.
You know, my mom just this I got to give a big shout out. My gosh, I can't believe I almost forgot. Mom turned 80 last week.
Wow. Yeah. Tell mom we said happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Big time.
Yeah, I will definitely do that. And you know, due to some we had to postpone her little birthday celebration and we're going to have it on Thanksgiving. So
nice.
Look forward to seeing mom and dad. And
do you put a candle in the pumpkin pie?
You know, I haven't quite figured it out yet. You know, that sounds like a great idea, though. We're gonna do turkey. I'm gonna do a lot of the preparations as I do all the cooking in this house. So we're gonna have a nice spread. We're gonna celebrate mom's 80th, and dad will be there. He's 83. We can't believe it. Can't believe we got all these extra years out of dad. And,
that's awesome.
You know,
that's right. How long ago was his heart attack?
He's 4 years old now.
Wow.
Yeah. His heart stopped. He died in my pool. And, that was 4 years ago. And, you know, it's amazing. They walk every day. They're doing fantastic. You know, Can't wait to see him on Thanksgiving. It's going to be a great holiday.
It's great. Love it.
Yeah.
I think it's time for an announcement sooner or later. What are you thinking?
Let's do it.
What are you thinking?
I got one little thing to touch upon.
Yeah.
It's a huge fan of the show, Bill Wassman, Wild Bill.
Man. Shout out to Wild Bill.
He unfortunately lost his mother in the last 24 hours. His mom passed away.
Oh, man.
And I just want to let you know, Bill, we're speaking for everybody, man. We're thinking about you.
We're thinking about you, bro. Yeah. We love you, Bill.
I'm punching two holes
sorry.
Tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
God bless, Bill.
Yeah. You know, the thing that sucks, we were talking about this the other day, Bri, and I talked to Beck about this, is it seems like death is more around us than ever. Is that not true, though?
It's a fact of getting older.
I think so.
It's just mathematically a fact of getting older.
I hate it. I hate it. Like, the last 3 to 5 years has been awful.
Yeah.
Fucking awful.
Yeah.
I'm sick of it.
This year has been a doozy, though.
This year has been really bad. This year's been bad.
I need, like, New Year's, I'm going to be like, woo. Like, I might even just go to bed at 9 just so I can wake up into 2021. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, go to bed as early as possible.
I still got to get to Florida and bury my dad.
Yeah. Yep.
So.
Yeah.
All right.
We need something positive.
Yeah.
Wow.
What's a positive?
Is anyone still watching?
Yeah.
Thanks
this,
for sticking with us.
People.
Yeah. All right. So, we're going to make a big announcement here. I know a lot of you have stuck through this, even post-Aaron, for this announcement. And this is big for me. This is big. You know, I usually build it up for how many? Through 3, 4, 10 shows, an announcement to announcement to announcement. But, Pete, tonight we're actually going to make the announcement right off the giddy. We're not going to wait. There's not going to be any pauses or speculation. We're going to make this announcement. And this is exciting to me because this is a bit it's a big thing. It's a big deal for me. So we have a video we're going to play, and then once that video's done, we'll talk about this big thing, big big thing that's happening. So without further ado, the video for the announcement, pre-announcement. Right, play the pre-announcement.
I've been a professional bass angler for over 20 years, and nothing has ever been easy. I've had highs.
Never give up!
Oh.
Never give up!
Yeah, we can
get
it.
Oh, we can get it. No matter what obstacles present themselves, my passion and dedication have never been in question. I will do whatever it takes to catch a fish. Taking the easy road has never been an option. And I wouldn't have it any other way. I've been a professional.
Well, there you have it. There you have it. Beck, do you want to be the first one? I think you should be the first one to make the announcement. Go ahead and make the announcement.
It's not even a pre-announcement. The announcement is that Mike is officially partnered with AFCO.
Yes! AFCO! American Fishing Tackle Company. Dude, this is a big deal for me. This one is years in the making. I want to say years in the making.
Yeah.
It's such an important part of fishing that's under talked about is the clothing, right? It's part of the gear. You hear about rods, reels, line, lures, and you don't hear about the apparel, the clothing. It's such a big part. I am so stoked. I'm so excited. I've been a fan of AFCO for a long time. You know, there was a while where, Beck, we were like, the best way I can describe it is I would call it freestyling, right? Where we were freestyling and we were wearing different brands, you know, that we didn't have an official relationship with anybody. And I was freestyling other companies and I really, really always digged. I was in love with the AFCO stuff from a technical standpoint, from the fit to the style. And here's the other thing. This one is an easy one because this is part of my lifestyle, right? Which is always like it's the best relationships to have where the product is part of your life. Right? Not just I use this in tournaments, but I use this in my life, right?
Yeah.
I use this when I'm filming Going Ike. I use it when I'm doing Bash U seminars. I'm doing it. I'm wearing the clothing, you know, it's my life.
Dude,
you know?
You partner with the people that make the best stuff out there.
They pretty much make the best stuff out there.
That's what you're happy about.
You got the best stuff out there. I'm really, really, really happy. This one feels so right. I can tell you that aside from just the product, and this is real talk, and I won't even put any of the AFCO guys on the spot, but the people there, it's like a family company, right? And when we had conversations with them, it was like the important things that are important to us, like growing the sport, getting kids involved, mm-hmm. you know, like pushing the boundaries of this of fishing.
Environmental causes.
Yeah.
All that was loud and clear, Pete. Like the same initiatives that we have with Bash U and Ike Foundation and Ike Live, entertaining people, making people happy. Dude, they're on board of it. They're on board. Huge fans of Ike Live from day one, which is great, you know. So this one just is right. This one's so right. I'm so excited to announce my partnership with AFCO. And it's gonna seep into the other brands, including Ike Live. You're going to see a lot of AFCO stuff here on the show.
They're supporting the foundation.
They're supporting the Ike Foundation.
Truly believe in the foundation.
Truly believe in the foundation.
And
good stuff.
Are supporting the foundation. I think the thing that really drove home for me, we work with so many companies, and you know, it's none of it's really relevant to my and probably the kids' lifestyle, like it's business. So I thought it was pretty awesome that AFCO, when they sent product for Mike, sent product for the kids and I when we went on our road trip.
Right.
Which I thought was cool. Awesome because they didn't have to do that for us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I have to tell you, the kids and I lived in that stuff. Vegas Today still had on
his
AFCO sweatshirt.
School and soccer practice.
Yeah, we lived in those clothes and still do. They're so comfortable, but being outside and hiking, I mean, I get it. Like, it makes perfect sense why.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a big deal. Excited to partner with AFCO. Some of the most amazing clothing, technically and fashion-wise, the best-looking clothing out there for fishermen. So very excited. Also want everybody to keep their eyes out. This might be a little bit of a tease, but you will see.
Everything's a tease with
you
Mike.
You will see over the next 12 to 24 months, you're going to see some.
12 to 24 months.
12 to 24 months, you'll see some Ike-inspired items, that we're going to be working on. And it's awesome that I can let a little creativity out, too, in this relationship. It's going to be really, really awesome. I'm excited. I'm more excited. Like, we don't do announcements like this for new relationships all the time, but this one I felt like was right.
That's
to do
a big
this,
one,
you know?
Dude.
This
that's
is a big one. This
one.
Is a big
pretty
deal.
Awesome.
This is a big deal. Pretty awesome.
Pete's got his slicker on. Look at him.
Yep.
That's how excited Pete is.
That's how excited Pete is, yeah.
It ain't even raining. Why are you wearing a rain slicker?
You never know what's going to happen.
Pete's making it rain, bro.
Room right now.
Making it rain.
All right, Pete, real quick, I want to address a rumor that I heard. I heard a rumor, and I told Brian this, actually from two sources, that you would be fishing the
NPFL
next year. Is that true?
You heard that rumor?
I heard it twice last week. Last week.
So confused by the reaction.
Twice.
I can neither confirm or deny that rumor.
Oh.
But I can announce last week.
But I can announce that in the very near future there will be an announcement.
Yes.
Yes.
So
Mike announcing.
Love announcements. Man, no, at this moment in time, I cannot confirm or deny.
Wow, an announcement of an announcement.
Yeah. Well, that denial we brought to you by Tin Cup Whiskey.
Yep. Are we going to see AFTCO Mike Iaconelli parachute pants in next year's lineup?
Yeah.
I hope so.
Message board wants to know about Mike Iaconelli. AFCO Vans crossover shoes.
Hey, sky's the limit. You know, honestly, like the vision we have, this is going to sound ridiculous, right? And this is going to sound strange and weird, but this is true. Becky and I, for years, have been like doing like literally like poster boards of styles that we like. Like almost like you ever see the serial killers, Pete? Where they put like they have the pictures in their room and they're just like all these cutouts. Like we've been doing that for years, imagining like designing stuff and styles and stuff. And it's
we don't sleep much.
No, we don't sleep
well.
A lot, but it's exciting. I mean, they've got the technology and they've got the know-how to put together amazing apparel pieces. So, the grand vision for me is head to toe, to be able to help them in designing some great stuff for freshwater anglers, for street fishermen, to maybe add some new styles and dimensions to what they already have. I'm excited.
A little street urban vibe to some of their gear.
Yeah. And the great thing is they're all fish heads over there too, so it's a real natural fit. Fishermen make the best clothes for fishermen. That's a good thing.
I gotta say, I got this. I think I picked up a coupon at one of the classics. I think it might have been the one where we interviewed the folks from AFCO.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought this set of rain gear. Which
rain
was
gear?
Awesome. It rain gear.
Oh.
And it's really helped me sell fish sticks.
Yes.
Cannot believe the amount of profit I realized. But it's been exceptional. That's a great comment. Who was that, Rich?
That was Jeremiah Eads.
Yeah, he needs a prize.
I'll send him a Mr. Tagbox next time.
But now apparel's important.
It's a great product.
It's a key part of what we do, Pete, is staying dry, staying warm, staying cool. You know how important apparel is. If you're a pro fisherman, if you're a weekend warrior, you know, you need that technology in the clothing, and EFCO has it. So very, very excited to partner with EFCO. Riz, we got anything coming through in the IM? If not, I think we need to pick ourselves a winner here.
We definitely have a winner for the Facebook like and share.
Okay.
Fat Chris on the message board actually wanted to know when the fish stick line of EFCO rain gear was coming through.
I don't know. 48 months.
Gordon's.
6 to 48 months.
And we do have a like and share winner.
Okay, and the winner of our Facebook contest tonight is
a Mr. Dusty Dunn. Congratulations, Dusty Dunn.
Dusty,
you are the
Dunn.
Winner.
No way.
Is that a real name?
Real name.
Oh my God, I love that.
How do you spell Dunn?
D-U-N-N.
Wow, Dusty Dunn.
Dusty Dunn.
Dude, he scored chicks without even showing his face.
Absolutely.
Dusty Dunn. He had like a paper bag on his face. He's like, I'm Dusty Dunn. And they were just... They were just like...
Oh, my God.
Done and done.
And with that, folks, we're done.
No, think about that. Dude, if your name's Dusty Dunn...
Done and done.
Yeah. So now that we're no longer affiliated with AFCO,
I'm just saying, it's dude. When you think back on it, isn't it amazing how like some guys just I want to tell the story. Like that one was name wise, but I want to tell the Bill Graves story. Bill Graves, a good friend back in the day, and Brian knows the story. Bill was like a good, decent-looking dude. You know what I mean?
He's a handsome man.
Handsome dude. Built pretty well, you know? And
ahead of the curve.
Ahead of the curve. And he never had to work for anything, Pete. You know what I mean? Like, in the female category. Like, just, he was just one
just
of those
fell
guys.
Out of trees and hit him in the face.
Dude, just, I mean, like, a storm of, like, shit.
Like Byron Velvet.
Oh, yeah, like Byron Velvet. But you know, maybe even more so. And, like, I remember we were at the Pennant. Shout out to Pennant East. Shout out to Pennant East. Shout out to Belmont.
You ain't old enough for the Pennant.
I wasn't old enough for the Pennant, but I was in the Pennant in its late, in its latterest of the years.
Oh God,
my man.
All I got to tell you is beat the clock.
Beat the clock,
baby. Beat the clock night. Quarter grass, baby.
Riz was out cougar hunting.
Damn, that's right. Riz was 16 when he's up in there.
Oh boy.
But I remember. Bill being totally – Bill liked to drink, and he liked to get intoxicated.
So
he wouldn't have to work. They would just come up to him, you know, and it'd be like
– Jumping in the boat.
Yeah, beat the clock would be like an hour in, but he was 30 beers in already, and he'd be like, you know, he was like just – he couldn't even like stand right, you know. He's kind of like had a little wobble to him, and this chick would come up to him like, hey, how you doing? What's your name? And he'd be like, buh. And you know, and I would watch, and I would always watch. Like I'd be a couple people were like watching this shit go down. Like, buh. She would look confused, like, huh? Well, oh, where are you from? Buh. she would kind of be.
That's
a little
how it went in Mike's mind.
No, this is how it happened. She'd be a little confused still, but she's still pushing. She'll try, and you know, she'll reach it. Well, where do you work? What do you do for a living?
Everything was just started according to the man who thought a woman's name was Mohansy in a bar.
Dude, I was there for that. That was Alaska.
You know he Not tried out, to name our dog Mohansy.
Yeah, that's
years.
Awesome.
I'm like, we're not naming our dog after a woman's name you couldn't figure out because you were too intoxicated in a bar. Like,
that was in Alaska. I was there.
Dude, it was so...
What the hell was her name?
I don't remember.
That's right. You're like, Karen or Kelly or something normal.
I don't remember, but I remember she called the next day or something, and I was like, I was already home. She's like, what are you doing today? I'm like, I don't know. You want to come to Jersey? I'm in Jersey.
Fucking Mohansy.
That's
great.
That wasn't even close to the name. I know that much.
No, but you know what's funny, though? Mohansy was friends of Tom's friend, who's stationed here in Philadelphia.
Who married
the girl, the other girl.
The girl that wasn't
Mohansy's friend.
Mohansy's acquaintance.
Friend of Mohansy. I remember that night. I remember two other things that night. One, a girl named Amber, and I thought her name was Hamburger. I thought she was saying
Mohansy
Hamburger.
And Hamburger.
She was saying Amber, and I thought she said Hamburger. And then the other was, you got pissed drunk, and he got on that edge, and we were going to leave, and there was like a bouncer at the door, and he was eating cheese fries or something, and for absolutely no reason, Mike walks up to him, and we're like leaving. And this dude's just sitting there eating fries. And Mike just walks up to him, looks him straight in the face, and just starts eating his fries. I was like, oh, shit, we got to go.
Oh, it's a bad night.
You're just staring him in the face, eating his fries right on his plate. All right, Mike, let's go. Let's get the hell out of here.
Thanks for saving me, Brian.
This last segment is brought to you by Tin Cup.
Yes, it is. Oh, the good old days. Oh, man.
We're so sorry.
Yeah. What a great ending to a great show. It has been a great show. It has been a really, really good show. I want to thank our guest tonight, Brian Carter, Aaron Martins, Leslie in the background, of course. Yep. Shout out to Aaron.
Aaron's the best, man.
Great having him on the show.
Love you, man.
Also, Dave Mullins, for coming on with an amazing story. What a great season he had this year.
He was right there.
Right there all season. I know he's going to kick ass.
It was so great when he took the lead. Oh, my God, that was awesome.
Yes.
He held it going into the last event. It was
very good. Also want to shout out all our sponsors. Go to the IkeLive.com. Go to the bottom of the page. Use the promo code IkeLive for discounts off all of them.
Just try it anywhere.
Try it anywhere. MTB, Heshy,
Amazon,
Tin Cup, Dr. Squatch. Use the promo code IkeLive. You're going to get some great discounts.
Just try it. Never give up.
Just keep using it. Comcast.
Yeah. It's going
to
happen.
We need to get more, like, we need thousands and thousands of IkeLive stickers and just put them over, like, anywhere we can find.
We've done that anyway. A couple times.
We
got to
do it.
I'm in. Yeah. I'm in.
That same trip.
Can we just find an internet hacker and literally, like, anywhere you could possibly shop, the code IkeLive works? Like, that would be the most amazing thing.
Oh, yeah.
We just, like, anywhere and everywhere on the internet it works.
I just want to check out at the liquor store and use it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And their points. They're like, you have $2 in points. Would you like to use them? Yeah sure. Give me my $2.
Yeah, what am I going to save it for? Yeah.
Save for a rainy day? Can you put it to my IkeLive account?
I think it might be a surcharge at the liquor store. $5 extra dollars.
Rambler. How about it, Mike?
Dude. Great beer.
My new favorite beer, Founders Moon Rambler IPA, beer of the night.
Don't stop making it.
Yeah. Also, I want to shout out Tin Cup. The rye is phenomenal. The rye I love. I would say if I had a case of this under the Christmas tree, I'd be happy, Beck.
IkeLive.
IkeLive 20. No, is it IkeLive or just
IkeLive? IkeLive.
All right, what else we got, Bri?
I think it's a wrap.
I think that's it. All right, I want to thank Pete Glusick, Rizzo, Brian DeCarpenter, Miss Becky. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Think about the show tonight. Count your blessings every day. Life is short. You know what I mean? Life is short. Take advantage of every day and be happy.
Oh, and tell people they can join us Saturday night.
Oh, yeah. This Saturday on the Mike Iaconelli Facebook and Instagram page, Miss Rebecca and I will be starting a new thing, and we'll be doing live from the bar. Mm-hmm. Do we have an official name for it yet?
I don't know. What's this shit?
We're gonna do a little test.
We don't get
test.
To go out on dates anymore since we're quarantined, so we figure we're just gonna hang out with people at the bar at night on Saturdays.
We're gonna do a 1 hour live from downstairs at the bar on Instagram and Facebook, and we're gonna test it out.
Nice. I think it's a great idea.
Just to try it.
And we're gonna sample our Thanksgiving cocktail.
Yes, we're gonna try to figure out which one it is. Mm-hmm. That's right. All right, shout out to everybody that tuned in tonight. Happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you later. Good night, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Good night. Good night, Seth.